Anyways, I was kind of raised in... Still loud?
You're good.
Okay. Kind of raised in Sacramento for a while till I was 12. Middle of a real bad black neighborhood. The only white kid. Wasn't good. My stepfather down there, in and out of hanging around the Hells Angels, selling drugs, manufacturing methamphetamine. Real crazy, deprived, sexual, twisted little deal on that side. So I was 9 years old, reading Playboys, Hustlers, just all in that whole biker kind of dope fiend lifestyle. My mom left that because it was an abusive relationship. We came up to Susanville. From the time I was 12, I was pretty much on my own on the street, running around, doing whatever. That was about the time that I was introduced to drugs and alcohol and all that stuff growing up. So 7th and 8th grade was all about that stuff. Like, the rules were if you were going to be home for dinner, be home by 6. If you were going to be home for the night, be home by 10 or we're locking the door. Any night of the week, nothing mattered. Everything was go. You know, my aunt I was living with, I lived with every member of my family, hopping around like every 6 months, different home. Up into where, then it was just friends of the family. Then I think up until I was with my mom on and off, living in Susanville, four or five of the homes I was living in when I was growing up were straight condemned after we moved out. We were the last people lived there before they were condemned and torn down. There was at one time I think I was in a freshman, and my mom ended up just disappearing. So I was in this house all by myself that was getting ready to be condemned, I think for 2 weeks before somebody finally showed up to get me. And my aunt came and got me. I lived with her for a while. Then after that, so that's kind of the whole background of what I was raised up in. My grandmother would hit and miss with me church once in a while, so no real Christian influence. It was all that lifestyle growing up. And then met my wife up here. Me and her got married. Neither one of us were saved, so we were still both really in the world, partying, doing all that stuff. And then her brother Jaime, some of you know Jaime, he was saved at Calvary Baptist. And he started talking to her, and he pulled her into going to church. And then she was all excited and revved up for us, so she tried to kind of push me and railroad me in it, thinking it would be a cool thing if it was a me and her thing. And I wasn't really feeling it. And it's not that I was put off by it. I just wasn't going to have nobody tell me what to do and push it down my throat. It was kind of my deal when I was ready. And then we went to an Easter play on Easter over at Calvary Baptist. And one of the guys there, long hair, hippie-looking guy, he decided to play Jesus. And I never really knew the Easter story. You know, being in America, everybody Easter egg hunts, and I've Easter egg hunted at churches and all that stuff, but never really had the Easter story told to me specifically. So I don't know what it was. He came in carrying that cross, and I got the gist of the story and what Jesus did for me, and something hit me. Bam! I was like, whoa. And after that point, I don't really remember much about the day. I just remember at that time I was convicted. I was grateful. Certain things in my life that I struggled with from my upbringing, some of them were just gone. Bam. Things that a couple months later, I was thinking, hey, that hasn't came up in a while. And then there was other things, just questions pop in my head. A lot of it was, one of the things I was really mad about was I felt cheated that I did do the Easter thing all my life. Easter baskets, Easter egg hunts and everything, and nobody ever bothered to tell me about Jesus Christ. So that really bothered me. And then there was the Halloween thing came up, and that was crazy because we had Christian friends who pretended to be Christian that we said, we're not doing that, because within the first 6 months of me being saved, I had all these questions about why do we do all this when we say it's in the name of Jesus Christ, but everybody throws Jesus Christ out of it and just does what they want anyway. And we had Christian friends pounding on the door, you got to go trick-or-treat, and you got to do this, you got to do that. And we're like, that has nothing to do with what Jesus Christ did for us, nothing to do with what he says to do. He says, don't practice witchcraft and all that stuff, and that's exactly what you're celebrating. So that whole thing was just weird to me. I was convicted in a big way with just trying to live every day that I could, especially the ones that were specifically for Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ. So that's basically kind of just how I came around to from where I was to where I am. And right now I'm just trying to do the best for me and my family. You know, being raised up, actually not in a family, that's the biggest blessing I can have is my family, and He provided that for me, so...